everybody, and welcome to the last in the present series of the Pitching In NPL show, in brackets, the weekly edition. Yes, next week we're going to be back at a virtual Heat and Hops with a big, massive playoff special. We'll be joined by many people and we'll be discussing many fixtures, which is also what we'll be doing on this week's show as well for the last in the present series. James Hayes joins us now. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. We're going to do the show slightly differently this week. No fixture preview. Instead, we're just going to focus on the games that have a lot riding on them. We all know how the league is shaping up as we head towards this final weekend of the regular season. And we will be joined momentarily by the managers at Hyde United, Radcliffe, and Matlock Town. Why are those three coming on this week, James?
Because there's an all-out fight for the final playoff spot.
That's right. It's a massive fight. Hyde United currently sitting fifth in the league table. Radcliffe outside the playoffs, merely on goal difference. And then 1 point behind the pair of them, we've got Matlock Town. Commiserations to Marine and to SC United. I'll let the listener to a little secret. We did a little prediction last week off air, and I got it to a point where there was actually only 2 points separating five teams as we headed into the final Saturday. But FC United and Marine, commiserations to them.
No, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, there was always going to be one team dropping out of that situation. But again, a rampant Hyde United 4-0 win. Fair play to Hyde. They've got themselves to the last day of the season, but commiserations there to Marine. They gave it a good go towards the end of the season.
Yes, and as we said, there's three teams going for one playoff spot. At the moment, Hyde United are in that playoff spot. A 4-0 victory for them on Saturday over Marine. This weekend, Hyde United know that a win, because of the goal difference, will see them finish the league campaign in fifth position. It's asking a lot for them to get to fourth, we should say, but that is also a possibility. But it would need a significant goal swing. But a win for Hyde this weekend, a mere 1-0 win at least, will see Hyde United in the playoffs due to that goal difference advantage that they've got over Radcliffe and Matlock. Hyde United, though, have got to travel to Cantilever Park to take on Warrington Town. And for a bit of a catch-up now for the mood at Ewan Fields as we head into this final weekend of the regular season, let's hear from the manager at the Tigers now. Here's Nick Spooner. Well, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. Before we get to this weekend's big finale to the regular season, a big congratulations for that 4-0 victory over Marine. I know they had a couple of red cards in the game, but to score four goals like that, a knockout blow for Marine's hopes of the playoffs, then to get yourselves back into the playoff spots for the final weekend, that's a good result that I'm going to suggest on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a very good result. You know, we said to the boys, we needed a performance. You know, everyone was, well, we dropped out the playoffs and people could get above us. It was the Hyde United of back into October and November, where it was full of energy, was making forward runs and taking our chances, something we've not done recently. So, yeah, it was a huge result.
There's plenty of teams who've had runs of poor form. I mean, Bamber Bridge, I think theirs was just before Christmas, which is why they've got this goal difference problem they've got. But every team's had one. Do you think that you've come good right at the right time, right at the end, just to get yourselves over the line?
Well, yeah, so, you know, we've had a horrible run. You know, we said we was up there all year, and it looked as though we'd secured a playoff place early. And then I'm not sure if the players was nervous or anxious. And then we just hit this run where we couldn't seem to get the 3 points. And we had a lot of suspensions, you know, what coincided with bad results. But yeah, hopefully now, you know, we went to Staley Bridge and got the draw and then the home win. So hopefully now let's hit a bit of form and then let's push on.
Is there an element to it as well? Because obviously when whatever happens this season, you've got to take a step back and go, well, that was a good season for Hyde United, because for long periods of time during the season, you were there or thereabouts with South Shields. But is there an element to it where when South Shields got away, it was kind of readjusting the squad to get the mindset away from a title race to focus on the playoffs?
I think that was it. I think, you know, everyone got a bit excited. We went top too early, far too early, where, you know, where we was seeing ourselves as a team in the league. And then obviously we competed and we just wanted then to hang in there, you know, and push on. And obviously South Shields left us way behind. But yeah, you look at the season, start of the season, we've said it many a time, we were favourites to go down. We stayed up there. You know, the remit was when I came into the job to keep us up, kept us up and then avoid a relegation battle. So yeah, if you look back at what the targets were set from the board, I'm over the moon. But then you look at where we were and, you know, we're fighting now to hopefully get that playoff spot, you look at it a bit disappointed.
But there's a kind of element of momentum involved in this. I can remember Marine last season and Belper just getting themselves into the playoffs and then doing really well, even though they finished fifth. So, I mean, there is an element to it where wherever you finish, if you are in the playoffs, then it's all open again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, wherever we finish now, obviously we know it's an away fixture. But this league, we've said it all year, haven't we? Anybody can go and beat anyone. And especially over, you know, the knockout stages now. You know, anything can happen. I think Scarborough sneaked in the back door last year, didn't they? And they went up. They took their opportunity. So hopefully we can do the same.
And obviously, you know, there's two other teams involved in this, in Radcliffe and Matlock. But is a kind of weird advantage, well, everyone's had to play each other actually in this past fortnight, but are you battle-hardened because you played Marine, you're going to be playing Warrington Town, and then all being well for yourselves, you then play in the playoff semi-finals. So you've kind of not just had a semi-final, but you've had a quarter-final as well as the last 16 game in the past fortnight as well, which I'm imagining is pretty handy for what might be coming up down the road.
Yeah, it's like a little mini cup competition again, isn't it? You know, everyone was weird last week. Was it the top eight played each other?
Yes.
You know, it would have thought that's this league for you. Yeah, you know, so every game now we know the target we must win to go on to the next stage. Radcliffe have had a little blip and have opened the door. You know, for us now, we've got a tough, tough game Saturday. You know, there's probably no tougher place to go in the league. They're an experienced team. They've been in this situation many occasions. They've already got the home tie. So, yeah, we've got to go and give it a go. We know we've got to better two teams below us. And it's simple as that.
Obviously, with that result on Saturday, you've got yourselves in fifth position now. You've got a good goal difference. Dare I say, you know, potentially it could just be a point that you need, but obviously there's a long way to go before that. You've got to go out for the win here, haven't you?
Yeah, we've just got to deal with our own situation now. You know, we've just got to set our target and just go out for the win. I thought we've missed out, to be fair. Now we've got the opportunity and they can't fail. We've set the target now. And it's 3 points, hopefully, on Saturday.
And without giving too much of the game plan away, just to say, I mean, how's the squad shaping up heading into this game on Saturday?
Fully fit squad. That's one thing. No suspension. So we've got everybody available to choose from. But like I said before, it's a tough, tough place to go. You know, they've been on a great run up to last week, but they're experienced, you know, and they know what's coming next. And, you know, we've just got to go and give it our best shot.
And last question, Nick, it is going to be a very nervous weekend, to say the least, for everyone involved, not just at Hyde, but at Radcliffe and Matlock, of course. But I think, you know, managers, you love this, though, don't you? This kind of getting down to this bit of the season where it's all, you know, all there for the taking. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible at Hyde United over the next fortnight, potentially?
We're looking forward to, you know, the lads have worked hard all season. Position we said we shouldn't be in, but we've got ourselves in there. And now the excitement to think, go on, we can push forward. Hope the boys are up for it. And we've nothing else to lose, really. We've hit the targets we want to hit. I want them to go and play with freedom. And then hopefully get the rewards what they deserve for this year.
Well, Nick Spooner from Hyde United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck this weekend. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Nick Spooner there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to Hyde United this weekend. But also a big good luck to Radcliffe. Radcliffe, the pressure was on, James. A 1-1 draw with Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. That result there, obviously with Hyde United winning, saw Radcliffe drop out of the playoffs. But a good performance on Tuesday night, winners of the Manchester Premier Cup. So have Radcliffe, after a bit of a shaky spell, found a bit of form again, just at the right time, as on Saturday they travelled to Nantwich Town.
It was a game result, very, very tough afternoon there for Rapid. They did have the lead early on, and the boost there, especially from the Manchester Cup final, where they won it, I'm going to say won it generally comfortably. A good boost going into the last game of the season. They know for a fact they've got to score goals. Granted, we have seen some weird results in the past, so 15 goals more than Hyde, and they'll somehow leap over him. Is it going to happen?
Sorry for laughing, Radcliffe fans, but the way James said that then, he genuinely thinks it's a possibility.
It's literally on my permutation notes as well, saying that. So,
well, let's say the mood now at Stainton Park, following that win in the Manchester Premier Cup final on Tuesday evening. 3-0 against Wivishaw Town, the victory for Radcliffe. The first piece of silverware for Bobby Grant as the manager at Radcliffe. And on Friday, I caught up with Bobby to hear the mood at the club as we head into this weekend's big match against Ipswich Town. Well, Bobby, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to this big weekend to come for your side, just a big congratulations for Tuesday night's win in the Manchester Premier Cup. Your first full season as a manager, and there's your first piece of silverware. How does that feel?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Absolutely delighted. First and foremost, it was hard at the start of the season when we replaced 15 players and rebuilt a squad. It's not easy to do that in your first time as a manager, but we've done it. We got some good players in, and to get that first piece of silverware in the cabinet after a long time at Radcliffe, then it's massive for the team, for the players, for the staff, for everyone involved with the club. And the ambition is to get out of this division. Hopefully everything falls into place tomorrow, but it's a massive step forward for the football club, both on and off the pitch. And as you say, we now need to keep building. The club are in big games. There's now pressure in games towards the end of the season, which is what we want, at the right end of the table. And the main priority is taking this club forward. And the day I ever leave Radcliffe will be, I hope that I've left the football club in a much better place than when I took over.
Well, that's only the second time the club's ever won that trophy, so congratulations on that score. But also to say as well, I mean, that performance that was put in on Tuesday night, because you're taking on Wythenshaw Town, who admittedly in the North West Counties, but they've beaten Ashton United, who are the holders, and FC United in previous rounds, and I've got some quality players in that team. So how important was it to put in a performance like that, following the decent point against Gainsborough Trinity, as we head towards this final weekend now?
Yeah, it was, but our performance against Gainsborough was outstanding. And Bish come up to me after the game, and they had two chances, and the first one was a mistake from us. But you give Quentin Donaldson a mistake, he's going to punish you. He's a very good player. But in terms of the overall performance, there was only one team should have won it, and we never. But to put in that performance, and we've got a good balance in this squad of youth and experience, and for them young lads to play the way they did on Tuesday night in a cup final, and the experienced lads helped them along on that. But it was a dominant display, and he was 3-0 at half time. And as you say, Wythenshaw on a bad side, it was just on the day we were a lot better than them, and we put in that performance. But I think moving forward, it's set up for tomorrow. I think whoever can handle the pressure better, Hyde are a good side, Matlock are a good side, and ourselves, we're a good side. So there's all to play for. And again, we can only look after ourselves, and we have to do everything we can to win a game of football. And if we do that, then we can't do any more.
And obviously as well, I mean, Ipswich now know what they have to do. I mean, this finale to the season, I mean, last week there were so many six-pointers in the division. It continues on Saturday.
It does, and you know what? That's credit to the NPL. That's credit to the standard of football and the standard of players at this level. And you always want to be one of them teams at the top end of the table, for ourselves, to be challenging to get in them playoffs and try and get out of the division. But again, it's great that the bottom end of the table is... There's points to be played for, so it's going to be a tricky game. Paul Carden's a good manager. He'll have Ipswich right up for it, because again, they have to get 3 points. We have to get 3 points. So, as you said, there's 6 pointers all over the league. And what I said to my players yesterday was, I'd rather be going into the final game of the season with the pressure on to get in the playoffs than in mid-table and having nothing to play for. So we're doing something right, but we want to get over the line, but we know that we just need to take care of what we can do, and that's hopefully win the game.
Yeah, and just touching upon what you said earlier about whenever you leave the club, you want to leave it in a position where it's doing well as a club. And this season, you've been in around those playoffs now all the way through this campaign. It's the same with Matlock, really. There's been a yo-yo effect, hasn't there, where you've dropped down to 10th and back up again and that kind of thing. But here you are on the final weekend of the season. So whatever happens in the coming weeks or so, with silverware in the trophy cabinet at Stainton Park now for this season, it's certainly in a good spot.
Yeah, 100%. The club's in a great place. It really is. And, as I say, I can only compare to what I've seen last year and to what we're doing this year. It's black and white, and it's a building process. And, Radcliffe are moving in the right direction. That's what it's all about. It's about creating the right atmosphere, the right environment. And it's proved this season that, it works. And, you know, to get the silverware under our belt of the cup, it was massive. And, you know, we want to get out of this division. But as far as I'm concerned, I just need to focus on this group of lads, what we want to do. And the whole top and bottom of it is we've drawn too many games. And we've drawn games that we've been in control of and that we've won. So, again, there's lessons to be learned all over the place. And if you win one or two of them games, then you cement your automatic place. But, unfortunately, we've all been in football a long time, and it's the fine margins, the fine details when it comes to trying to get out of the divisions.
And last question, Bobby, just about the potential of the coming week or so. If you do get in those... in that semi-final on Tuesday night, and then get to the final as well, and you know, one game at a time and all that, but that's the possibility in the coming week. How much are you looking forward to what's possible with your squad in this closing week of the season?
Yeah, but listen, you've got to embrace it. You've got to enjoy it, because you know, you don't know when these challenges and these moments come around very often in football. So you know, it's something I'm learning as a manager. The reality is, there's no point shying away from pressure. If you want to be challenging, if you want to win things, if you want to be in playoff positions, it comes with pressure. So we're trying to teach the younger lads that you've got to embrace it, and the older lads have got to enjoy it. So hopefully we can get the job done tomorrow. But all the messages to the players is we can only focus on what we do. And if we win and Hyde win, then, you know, it's not to be. But you know, we just need to focus on trying our best, giving 100% to get the job done. If we do that, then, you know, we can hold our head dying no matter what happens.
Well, it's certainly been a good week already for the club, hasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Bobby Grant, player manager at Radcliffe, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck this weekend, and catch up again very soon.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben. Cheers, mate.
And a big thank you to Bobby Grant, player manager at Radcliffe, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Big good luck to Radcliffe, big good luck to Hyde, and a big good luck to Matlock Town. Matlock Town are also in the playoff picture, 1 point outside the playoffs. It's a bit more complicated for them. They essentially, because of the goal difference involved, need a win this weekend. Tricky game. They're taking on Marine on Saturday afternoon. But, James, for Matlock Town in their last game, a 1-0 win over Bamber Bridge. A great win there heading into this final weekend for the Derbyshire side.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes a little bit of a dark horse. Everyone's thinking, could they actually sneak into this? But like everyone else, they know for the fact they've got to go and win. If they get into the playoffs, they're going to deserve it there. They've got a great manager who's got that capability and experience in playoff races.
Well, let's hear the mood now at Causeway Lane. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Matlock Town. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And here we are, the final weekend of the regular season. And thanks to a remarkable 5 games unbeaten, 4 victories in there as well. The last one being that brilliant 1-0 against Bamber Bridge. You're in with a shout at the playoffs. What's the mood like at Causeway Lane at the moment?
Mood's really good. You know, we said we wanted to finish the season strongly. The lads have responded really well. We had a lot of draws and a couple of poor defeats against the so-called lower teams that we thought we were going to turn up and just win, and that happens in football. When you go there and you're not 100%, then try to compete. But the lads have turned it around magnificently and really performed really well, produced some great results. You know, I've had to grind some results out. But the mood is really good, and we're just really, you know, happy that we've given the old club an opportunity to try and sneak in the last day of the season.
Yeah, and if you, obviously one game at a time and all that, but if you do manage to get in the playoffs, I mean, it's a remarkable achievement anyway to get this close, I've got to say, given the fact the club's had three sets of managers this season for various reasons. So, you know, all credit to the job that you've done with your coaching staff in this second half of the season to get the club to this point.
Yeah, you know, it sounds crazy when a club's had three managers in one season, and the chopping of changes of staff, the training venues, the training methods, you know, the turnover of players, you know, and that's been a big issue for us, you know, coming in, and we were already 4 or 5 players down when we first walked through the door. So, you know, then trying to get players in, no pre-season. So credit to us and the players and the board members and the committee, because they backed us to the hill, and it's been a joint effort. And not only have the style of football, I think, has improved, but
you know, crowds have improved as well. So it's a massive boost to the whole community. And, you know, we're just hopeful that to sneak in, we can achieve the unachievable and go on and do something special. But we'll just wait and see. Like I said, the expectation's not on us, so that will give us less pressure. We can just enjoy the day. So, but what will be, will be.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't know whether this is an advantage or not, but you definitely know what you have to do. There's permutations where, you know, for Radcliffe and Hyde, a draw might do it, but for yourselves, it has to be a win. So is that a kind of advantage? I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, our away form, you know, has let us down badly this season. At home, we've been a real force, and it's our away form, but I think a 3G pitch will suit us. And we've got nothing to lose. We're playing on the front foot. We're going all out to win the game. We're going to be aggressive and get right after Marine. They can't get in the playoffs now, which, whether that'll be a bonus or not, they've just won the Liverpool Senior Cup, so they might have celebrated a little too hard, hopefully. And they might take the foot off the gas, but I wouldn't expect that. We beat them, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, home 3-2, and that game could have gone either way. And we know they're a very good side, and we'd expect them to try and win the game like most teams would. So we'll just say to the lads, you know, go out, enjoy, and if we can pull off a win and Hyde and Radcliffe slip up, then so be it. But like I said, you know, the pressure's on Hyde and Radcliffe. You know, I said to our lads, if we'd have got 3 points at Belper, we'd have been in the final playoff spot on 67, knowing that then the pressure's on us it's ours to lose. So I think, you know, it's sometimes more relaxing for the players when they know that, you know, it's not in their own hands, and hopefully that will serve us in good stead.
And speaking of that side of things, obviously, it's quite a remarkable time for yourself, Matt, as well, because obviously I think this time last year you were involved in this epic title race in the Midlands division, where one of four teams could have won the thing. So it's hardly surprising you've got this cool demeanour about you for this interview, because you've kind of had these stresses before. So I suppose that gives you this experience heading into this final weekend.
Yeah, I've had many experiences of getting in the playoffs or missing out the playoffs on the last game of the season, even in the Football League. But yeah, this time last year we were heading off to Wisbeach, knowing we had to win to win the league title. So again, that was a different kind of pressure, because when you top the league, you know, we're top of the league for most of the season, and that pressure is sometimes harder than being in the chasing pack, because everybody wants to beat the team at the top. And the pressure was relentless, but luckily we held on and we did it. So it'd be really nice to repeat that this weekend, and hopefully superstition follows us and fate does as well.
And just a last question. Obviously, it's Marine on Saturday. If all goes well for you, then it's the playoffs. It'll be an away game, won't it? Either Warrington or Bamber Bridge, depending on. It's remarkable we've still got these permutations, even heading into the last Saturday of the season. I mean, how much are you looking forward to what's possible? Because whatever happens after Saturday, it's been, you know, a brilliant second half to the season to get to this point for yourselves and the coaching staff. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible at Matlock, not just in this coming week or so, but also for next season as well, whether that be in the NPL or the National League North? I mean, it's certainly a good springboard what's happened in the last month or so.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we've sorted the training venues out now, so you know, the support base has improved dramatically. The fans have been magnificent, and you know, we want to make it a real good place to come in and watch, you know, attractive football. So we've planted the seeds now, and now we've just got to make it grow, and hopefully we'll do that. But yeah, I'm really excited about next season, whichever league that will be, because the chance to have a full pre-season, really put our stamp on the fitness levels, the formation, how we want to play, and nail our set pieces. So you know, even if we don't make it this year, you know, we think we'll come back better and stronger for next season.
Well, Marty Grovers, manager of Matlock Town, a big, big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Big good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben.
Marty Grovers there, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And a big good luck to Matlock Town, Radcliffe and Hyde United this weekend. All three teams vying for that one final playoff spot. It's certainly going to be an epic weekend in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Gainsborough Trinity have sealed fourth position. Hyde United can join them on the same number of points, but they need a 10-goal swing for this weekend back in Hyde United's favour. So Gainsborough Trinity are in the playoffs and will definitely be away from home in the semi-final on Tuesday night. For Bamber Bridge and Warrington Town, they've still got something to play for this weekend, as Warrington Town hosting Hyde United on Saturday. They start the day in second, 1 point ahead of Bamber Bridge. Warrington Town with a far bigger goal difference as well. Bamber Bridge against Ashton United, knowing that they have to win on Saturday to have any hope of overtaking Warrington Town. Warrington Town, a draw won't do in that situation. Warrington Town also have to win to guarantee their spot in second position. But both teams will definitely have home advantage in that semi-final on Tuesday night, regardless of what happens on Saturday. So that's everything that's going on. And let's go down towards the bottom end of the table now, James. And a big night on Thursday evening, and it finished all square between Mask United and Nantwich Town. That result incidentally sees Mask United now safe when it comes to the relegation picture. So big congratulations to everyone at Mount Pleasant and Cal Jarrett and his coaching staff for that achievement there. For Nantwich, Nantwich Town still have a chance of getting out of the relegation places, though. That's because they're now 3 points behind Atherton Coles, and Nantwich Town, incidentally, have a better goal difference. It's 7 goals better, incidentally. So that takes us to the final weekend then, and the relegation picture not fully sorted yet. But for Stalybridge Celtic, unfortunately for them, a defeat on Tuesday night at the hands of Mask United has confirmed their relegation. So big commiserations to Stalybridge Celtic and everyone at the club. But that remaining relegation spot, it goes to the final weekend, and Atherton Coles will be taking on the aforementioned Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday at Bower Fold, whilst Nantwich Town will be hosting Radcliffe, as we mentioned earlier. Well, that's our look at the NPL Premier Division as we head into the final weekend of the season. A big good luck to everyone who've got stuff to play for on this final Saturday, but a big good luck to everyone, really. It has been a great season, James, and we're in for a great finish, it looks like.
It's across the board as well. So it's not just in the Premier Division. Obviously, it's been a great tussle in the East, West and Midlands, particularly in the Midlands Division going down to the last week of the season too. Fantastic effort all around. And again, you've seen it in the attendances across the league as well. Goal scoring records and a record breaking season for Worksop Town as well. So,
yeah, just touching upon what Worksop Town have done in the East Division, the unbeaten run continues. They're on 96 points as we go to the final weekend when they travel to North Shields. Obviously, they can't get to the big 100 when it comes to the points tally, but for everything else, I mean, it's just been incredible, hasn't it? 23 goals conceded, 109 goals scored, 96 points, only one defeat all year. Where are we at now with this record-breaking season for Worksop Town? What records are we looking at now?
So, obviously, the win record, sadly, has passed him. That was at 32, set by 1990s Colne Dynamos. Goal-scoring record, we're going to double-check with all the sides. And then Liam Hughes as well. I think he could be catching up to Mr. Rory Patterson's record of the 40 goals in a season, potentially. But we're going to be looking properly in the next few weeks. Still got an opportunity to start next season to go after Arsenal's English record too, at this moment in time, of 49 unbeaten.
Yeah, brilliant stuff at Worksop Town, and what a season. But what a season as well for Stockton Town. I mean, Stockton Town are finishing definitely in second spot when it comes to the East Division. They will be hosting a playoff semi-final, and also the potential of hosting the final if they make it that far. Who they play is still all up in the air. And this takes me to the next bit of housekeeping. We're going to be hearing from a few Step 4 managers now who sealed their spot in the playoffs. And then on Monday, fingers crossed, we'll have another show with the managers that we've not managed to catch up with yet, because at time of recording, we don't know who's going to be in the final playoff spots in these divisions. So Stockton Town are definitely there. Who are they going to take on? Well, it could be Stocksbridge Park Steels. It could be Hebburn Town. It could be Long Eaton United. All three of those teams separated by just 1 point. It could also be Dunstan, who are outside the playoff places at the moment, 3 points behind third place Stocksbridge Park Steels. Stocksbridge do have the better goal difference, but only by 3 goals. So Stocksbridge Park Steels, they're travelling to Bridlington Town on Saturday. Hebburn Town, they'll be hosting Cleethorpes. Long Eaton United will be hosting Brighouse Town. And Dunstan will be travelling to Carlton Town. But as I mentioned there, Stockton Town, very much in the playoffs. They're definitely confirmed finishing second this season, which, given how good Worksop Town have been, is not a bad campaign, I'm going to suggest. But let's have a catch-up now with the manager at Stockton Town as they head towards their final game of the regular season this Saturday as they travel to Sheffield. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations on securing the playoffs. You've been pretty much there or thereabouts all the way through the season, haven't you? So it's been confirmed and you're going to be in second. So what's your mood as you head towards the final weekend of the regular season now at Stockton Town?
Well, I think it's probably the most relaxed I've been, and I think this management team squad have been all season, because obviously the game against Sheffield, we don't need anything from it, although we'll go there and still want to put in a performance and want to win the game. It's a bit different to last year where we needed points to try and finish as high as we could. So we really had to play full strength, where this year it gives us a chance to rest players who need a rest and play players who are coming back from injury. So it's a good opportunity for players who haven't been in the squad or haven't played as many minutes in recent weeks to get them minutes in for the hopefully two games next week.
When we talk about the East Division, obviously the headlines have been taken up by Worksop Town, but for yourselves, it's a second place. It's an improvement on last year. You're a couple of points up from last season's total as well. So how pleased are you with that regard, that you know that progress has been made at the club?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the highest league position the club's ever had in its history. We want to go one step further this year than what we did last year. Obviously, Worksop thoroughly deserve the title. They've been the best team throughout the whole of the season, and they fully deserve that, and good luck to them. But we've just got to focus on ourselves now over these, like I said, hopefully two games. And we're pleased where how we finished. We've had so many injuries this year. I know everyone has, but we've had some really bad injuries this year, long-term injuries throughout the season to a number of players. But luckily, we've got nearly everyone back now, which is good, and that's why I think our results have improved in recent weeks as well. And every game's just as hard as the next one in this league. It's a really tough league. I was speaking to the Carlton Town management team who've been in the Midlands, and they said it's by far and away the hardest league out of the three. So for us to finish second in it is testament to ourselves and the players and the club as a whole. And we just want to go one bit further this year, and hopefully we can. But we know it's going to be difficult, because there's going to be three really good teams in there that we've got to try and overcome.
Yeah, and at this stage of the when we're doing this interview on Thursday, you've got no idea who you're playing on Tuesday.
Because it
could be Stocksbridge, it could be Hebburn, it could be Long Eaton, it could be Dunstan. And obviously, touching upon last season's playoffs, you got through the semi-finals, but then you took on Mass. But I mean, that experience of last year, that must put you in good stead as well for the coming week.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've still got the majority of the squad here, barring a few additions that we added over the summer and during the season. So hopefully that experience will stand us in good stead this year. We were unlucky last year in the final. I think the width of a post at 0-0 probably cost us. And then obviously we had a long trip on the Tuesday night at Cleethorpes. But we didn't have everybody fully fit last year, and we had to move people around. But that's no excuse on the day we got beaten by the better team. But this year, hopefully with a fully fit squad going into the playoffs, we can give it a real go and get over the line this year.
And obviously we'll catch up with the other three teams, whoever they may be, in the coming days. But upon what Stockton Town could do at step three, we've seen the average attendance this year, you know, just shy of 700. Great work that's been going on there on and off the pitch. What would it mean for yourself and Stockton Town to get up to the NPL Premier Division, one game at a time and all that? But what would it mean if you did do it?
Well, it'd be another huge step for the club in such a short space of time. I think we're going for our fourth promotion in 6 or 7 years, which is a great achievement. Hopefully we can do that. But the club, both on and off the pitch, has grown. We have so many junior teams, I think 24 junior teams now, boys and girls, who've just improved our ground, which built a new hospitality suite, so we can get more sponsors in there on match days and fans as well. So that's inside the ground now. So that's the ground's developing as well. So it's not just on the field, it is off the field that that's improving as well. So for us to go that step further would be massive for the club, and I think the club's ready for it. It's just down to us to finish it off on the pitch.
And last question, Michael. How much are you looking forward firstly to this weekend, and then how much are you looking forward to the playoffs as well? I mean, it's going to be an intense couple of weeks, but how much are you looking forward to it?
Oh, this is, I think this is why we do it. I think the weekend game will be more relaxing, and then we'll be back in on Monday to go through a few things, and it'll be big for the club because it'll be the first playoff games we've held. We're looking to get a big crowd, hopefully somewhere near the VAR semi-finals that we had. If we can get 1,500 or 2,000 in, it'd be huge, and I don't see any reason why not. And if we did that, I'm sure they'll push us on, and then if we did, we'd be at home in the final again. So it's massive for the club. The games are massive for the club, both for us as players and management, and also financially for the club off the field. So hopefully we can get the two games done, and hopefully we'll be playing at step three next year.
Well, Michael Dunwell, manager of Stockton Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the playoffs, and catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks very much.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the West Division now, and Macclesfield confirmed as league champions, as we've already mentioned in previous shows, but confirmed a top three finish is Leeton Town and Workington. These two have been not too far apart from one another all the way through this campaign. 1 point separates Leeton Town and Workington as we head towards the final weekend of the regular season. Workington in third, they host Colne on Saturday, whilst Leeton Town will be hosting Skelmersdale United. Both teams are guaranteed a top three finish. It's about who finishes second and who finishes third. In a second, we'll be catching up with the manager at the team currently sitting third in the league table. That's Workington, and we'll be hearing from Danny Granger shortly. But before that, it's to his counterpart at Leeton Town, and it's a big welcome back to the show now to Neil Baker. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and we're approaching the final weekend of the regular season, neck and neck between yourselves and Workington, but whatever happens, a home playoff on Tuesday. So what's the mood like at Leeton Town as we head towards this final weekend of the regular campaign now?
Well, the mood's decent. We haven't had a great finish to the season. Our form was, we've stuttered a little bit the last few weeks, but all different. Once it's all sorted on Saturday, then we can look forward to, as you say, an home game on Tuesday against Runcorn or Clitheroe.
Just touching upon the form, is that kind of natural, really? Because, you know, you could look at the league table and go, wow, Macclesfield have really won that. But for a long time, they weren't too far away from you. So has it kind of been a consequence of that side of things, that the form's kind of been a bit up and down recently?
I don't know. You can never tell. I mean, you know, we were on their tails for a long time, but in the end, you know, they just kept winning games we weren't able to. We've been in the playoffs for a few games now. Whether that's had an effect, even though we want to finish as high as we can in the league, maybe that has had an effect psychologically. It doesn't concern me too much, Ben. It really doesn't. Well, once you get into the playoff games, anything can happen. It's a lottery, and it doesn't matter where you finish, second or fifth, anything can happen in a one-off game.
Whatever happens, that it is going to be a home playoff on Tuesday. I'm imagining you want to get to Tuesday's game as quickly as you can, but you want to do well against Skem this weekend. So, you know, whoever you take on in that game, that could be Runcorn or Clitheroe at this point, we just don't know. You know the pair of them very, very well. So with that regard, I'm imagining you as a manager, you're well across it for Tuesday night in preparation.
Yeah, no preference. As I say, in the playoffs, they're just one-off games. You know, people talk about momentum. Well, last season we carried momentum into the playoffs. We just won at Marine and then got beat by Runcorn. So I'm not sure momentum, form or anything has a great deal to do with it. It's a one-off game. If you play well that night, with a little bit of good luck, a little bit of fortune, you win the game. If you don't, in this league where every game is a battle, every game's a fight, every game's tough, you don't play well, you get beat.
Just touching upon last season, how much does that spur you on about what happened last year at this stage of the competition? I'm imagining you want to be going two steps further this time round and get the job done.
Ideally, yes, and hopefully it spurs the players on. We got beat last season in the playoffs. The two seasons prior to that, we were up there, particularly the first season, where I think we'd have gone up automatically. Wasn't to be. The year before, we lost in the final to Radcliffe. So it's been so near yet so far. So hopefully we can get over the line this time.
And what would it mean to, like you say, every year you hear the predictions from various people in Leek Town, always considered to be one of those teams that will finish there or thereabouts. As a club, you know, average attendance this year, you know, over 600 there, you know, cracking facilities, a brilliant stadium. What would it mean for Leek Town? One game at a time, obviously, Neil. But what would it mean to get to the NPL Premier Division for a club like Leek Town?
It would mean a lot to all of us, the management, the players, the board, and in particular the supporters. But everybody's thinking like that. You know, we want to go that stage further. We want to play a league higher. We think we'd be fine a league higher. But that's easy for me to say on the end of the phone. We've got to get up there and prove it. But it would mean a lot to everybody. And we're going to do our damnedest to do it this season.
And just a closing thought, Neil, just about, you know, this players' semi-final at Harrison Park. There should be a cracking crowd there on Tuesday. If you're successful and if you finish second, you'll have the same thing next weekend as well. How much are you looking forward to that possibility and what's possible at Harrison Park in the next fortnight? How much are you looking forward to it finally, Neil?
Well, very much so. Our supporters are terrific, home and away. They always get behind us. What I will finally say, you know, going back to your point about Leek Town expected to be in there, what we don't want to be known as is a good footballing team that plays good football and gets beat. I'd rather that we didn't play as well and win games. That's what it's all about at this stage of the season, Ben. Winning football matches. We like to entertain, we like to play. But that won't be the main focal point come Tuesday.
Well, whatever happens in the next week, Neil, one thing we can say is, and I mentioned this earlier, just about, you know, how close it actually was in reality between yourselves and Macclesfield. It's been an epic season, hasn't it? All said and done for yourselves.
It's been a terrific season. You know, Macclesfield have won the league comfortably in the end. Credit to them. You know, they deserve that. But Ben, believe you me, there's some damn good teams in this league, some good teams that haven't made the playoffs. So to finish in the top five has been a magnificent achievement, and hopefully we can take it a step further.
Well, Neil Baker, manager of Leek Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a good weekend. All the best against Skelmersdale, and certainly all the best in the playoffs next week, and catch up again very soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Neil Baker there, manager of Leek Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So, Leek Town currently sitting second in the West Division as we head towards the final weekend in that league. Already confirmed in the playoffs, as we were discussing there, and another team already confirmed, but also looking at that second place for the final standings is Workington. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Borough Park. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Danny Granger. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us, and one round of fixtures left before the end of the regular season. Then we're on to the playoffs, and, well, it's neck and neck, isn't it, between yourselves and Leek Town heading into this final weekend. What's the mood like at Workington at the moment?
Yeah, we're upbeat. I think I was disappointed and frustrated last week to concede the goals we did as a team. We don't normally concede them goals. To concede four of them in one game was really frustrating. But look, we've just got to reset again and make sure we're ready for hopefully two tough games in the playoffs. Obviously, we know whoever we get, whether that's Clitheroe in the semi-final, we know it's going to be a tough game. But again, if we go into it with the same mentality as what we've done all season, I'm confident we can get through.
I suppose as well, that result against 1874, it's a kind of, not that you need this reminder, but it's a reminder to everyone, I suppose, just how, what an achievement it is actually to get a top three finish this season in a division like this. I mean, 1874 needed that result to get themselves away from that relegation playoff line. So it's just a reminder of how competitive this league's been. So it's quite an achievement to be in the top three when all's said and done.
Yeah, I think obviously you take Macclesfield out of the equation. You've got a really competitive league where probably one of 10 could win it. I think obviously the teams at the bottom have taken points off teams at the top. Our points returns against the top 10 teams has been really positive. Our points return against the bottom ones hasn't been so good. So that's why we haven't finished second. We've not done it when we've gone to places like Widnes and Norwich, and that's no disrespect to them at all because they're good teams, as you say, but they're at the bottom end of the league and we should be beating teams like that if we want to finish second in the league. So that's been our downfall this season. There's no hiding that.
But crucially, as we said, it is going to be a top three finish, which means you've definitely got a home semi-final in the playoffs. The question is whether, I think you said this before, whether you play Clitheroe or Runcorn Linnets in that first semi-final. But the race for the top two certainly is still on. Yourselves, you've got Cone this weekend, Skelmersdale for Leek. I mean, how important is it to get, firstly, to have confirmed home advantage for the semi-final, but how important would it be for that home advantage for the potential final as well at Workington?
Yeah, look, you want two home games if you can take them, but we've been down to Leek. If it is Leek that obviously get to the final, obviously, and we managed to get through our semi-final, we've been down there and had a positive result this season. So it's not somewhere where you're looking at and saying, look, we can't get a result on the road type thing. Look, we'd love to be at home in front of our home fans, but if it is away, then we know we'll get our fans travelling in the numbers. We'll go into this game. We've got to be careful. It's a real Jekyll and Hyde type of game for us this weekend, because as much as you know you want to win, because you need to go and put 3 points on the board and make sure that you've give yourself the chance if Leek do slip up, I've got to be careful and make sure that my squad's fully fit and ready for Tuesday night. So, look, there'll be changes. There's no hiding that, but all of our first team boys, I mean, we made 8 changes against Kidsgrove 2 weeks ago on Easter Monday and went down and put in a fantastic performance, got a fantastic result. So for me, I've got a squad that I'll rotate on Saturday. Boys will get a chance to kind of give themselves that last opportunity to get into the playoffs team. And then from there, obviously, we'll be going into the game on Tuesday night fully prepared and making sure that we're ready for whether it is Clitheroe or Runcorn.
And obviously, I'm sorry to bring this up now, but it's quite pertinent. Obviously, this time last season, you did finish second, but then you took on Marine in the semi-finals. I mean, we've seen how good Marine have been this season. But when it comes to that experience you've got from last season, that must really help as well.
Yeah, look, I think obviously the playoffs last year, obviously I wasn't here at that time, but the players, they were hurting going into the playoffs. I think to go to the team bottom of the league and not quite get the job done, it was a real psychological test for them, and unfortunately the game came too quick for them. I was actually at the Marine game when they got beat after extra time, and for me they were probably in 90 minutes probably the better team. So look, they were unlucky last year, but again, as I've always said to the boys, and we've spoke about this a lot, we can't affect what's happened in previous seasons. If all being right, we should be out of this division. We were 10 points clear with 7 games to go when COVID hit. So look, we can't affect that, we can't change that. We've got an opportunity now, and it's in our hands that if we go and do the business, then we can get out of this division this season. And like I say, the boys are upbeat. There's a bit of a buzz around the club, and we need to make sure that we keep that going, rolling to Tuesday, put in a performance. And if we put the performance in, I'm confident we'll get the result.
And obviously, I'm going to catch up with the other 3 clubs involved in this playoff as well. But for yourselves, I mean, what would it mean to have Workington back at step 3? I mean, look at the crowds this year. I mean, averaging over 700 at step 4. So, I mean, what would it mean, do you feel, for Workington, one game at a time and all that, but to get in back to step 3, what would it mean, do you feel?
Look, it's a huge. It's huge for every club. I think Leek will say the same, Runcorn and Clitheroe. Look, the league's got better. There's no hiding that, and I've said that a couple of times I've been on the show this year, that the league's a good standard. There's some good teams in this division. I think, obviously, you look at the teams who have missed out on the likes of Witten and Mosley's, teams like that who are set there to go as well. So you've then got the Bootles and teams like that that can push on. Trafford obviously had an up-and-down season. But for the club to be able to get up and out of this division, it would be huge. Obviously, we know that. You look at the teams in the division above, there'll be some really good games and some good tests for us. But again, as you've said there, it's one game at a time. And I think you look at the 4 in the playoffs, I think it's probably the 4 that deserve to be there. I'm a big believer the league tables don't lie. You get the best team that wins the league, and unfortunately the worst team loses, and the next four, and the playoffs is just a case of it's who turns up on the night. And for me, that's something that we'll be pushing. Run Cornell or Clitheroe could finish fifth and go up. So there's every opportunity now for any of the four that if they can put in two good performances, they'll get themselves out of this division. But for Workington as a whole, we want to push on and we want to kick on. And obviously there's plans for the new stadiums and things like that in the future. We want to obviously be playing as higher level of football as we can.
Well, Danny Granger, manager of Workington, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the closing match of the season against Colne this weekend, but also a big good luck in the playoffs, and catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
Danny Granger there, manager of Workington, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And just to confirm as well, the playoffs in the West Division are sealed. Clitheroe and Runcorn Linnets are definitely in the playoffs as we head towards the final weekend. So congratulations to those two teams. It's just a case of what order they finish in. Clitheroe ahead of Runcorn Linnets at the moment by 2 points. Clitheroe hosting Kidsgrove on Saturday, whilst Runcorn Linnets will be travelling to Trafford, and we'll be hearing from both clubs next week. So let's...
Great one with that one, Ben, as well. With Leek and Workington, it was actually a rare chance we could have a head-to-head tiebreaker.
Yes, because, dear listener at home, can this happen? Basically, the records are almost identical. Wouldn't it go to draws, though, James? I think...
No. So the tiebreaker is goal difference, goal scored, wins, and then... head-to-head record. So if Leek lose 2-0 and Workington are held to a goalless draw, Workington would finish second on the fact they won their game in February at Leek 1-0.
What about the return match?
That was a draw.
Right. Well, there we go. Good to know. Good piece of information there. Looking forward to the permutation tweets this weekend. I didn't think there was that much of a permutation tweet going on in the West Division, but clearly there is. And in the Midlands Division, Hillsdale in town and Spalding United definitely in the playoffs. However, this is quite remarkable, isn't it? Right, here we go. Should say we'll be hearing from Paul Smith in a second from Hillsdale in town. And we'll also be hearing from Spalding United as well. But Sporting Calder are in fourth. They're 1 point ahead of Coleshill Town. Coleshill Town are 1 point ahead of Chasetown. Chasetown, therefore, just one position and 1 point outside of the playoffs. Then we've got three teams, all on 64 points. That's 3 points behind Sporting Calder. Corby Town, Bodmin St. Michael's and Harbour Town. What a league, eh? That's amazing. So, Bodmin St. Michael's taking on Corby Town. Wow, I often use the cliche term winner stays on. Goal difference is a factor, we have to say, but that's definitely the case with Bodmin St. Michael's and Corby Town this weekend. Chasetown will be taking on Cambridge City. Coleshill Town, who, let me remind you, are in the playoffs at the moment by 1 point ahead of Chasetown. Coleshill will be travelling to Shepshire Dynamo, while Sporting Calder will be taking on Spalding United, whilst Harbour Town, they'll be taking on Dereham Town. So it's all happening this weekend, James, isn't it? Good luck with the permutation tweets in the Midlands Division. Is that all on one tweet, or are you going to have to create a thread for that one? Because that feels like a thread permutation.
Oh, no. Last day of the season, it goes all fancy. It's nice and printed out on a photo on the pages. So there my fingers go. Are nice and safe.
There we go. Big good luck to everyone who are still fighting for those playoffs in the Midlands Division. One team who've confirmed their spots in the playoffs, though, in the Midlands Division a long time ago was Hillsdale in town. And let's hear from their manager. It's a welcome back to the show now to Paul Smith. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. Obviously, it's a top three finish for Hillsdale in town this season, but could it be a top two? What's the mood like at the Grove as we head into this final weekend?
Yeah, looking forward to it, really. I've been back in sort of three or four weeks now. We picked up some good results and we're excited. I think the boys just want Tuesday to come now. It's one of those kind of things now that we're just all geared up for it. Tickets are selling like hotcakes at our place for it. So, yeah, we're all geared up for it. We're all looking forward to it.
And how's that return to the club been? Because obviously Hillsdale have been there or thereabouts throughout this. But, I mean, how's that that transition back to the hot seat been going the last few weeks or so?
Yeah, whirlwind, really. It was unexpected, but the owner, Keith McKenna, gave me a ring and said, listen, can I come back in? And of course, you know, I've got a very fond memories of the 4 years I've been here, and I love the club and I love the people at the club. So it was a no-brainer to come back in and try and kickstart the boys. I think we've done that. We've done that well. So, yeah, we haven't quite done enough to catch champion Stamford. But what's important now is we try and turn them over on Saturday to give us the best possible chance of the two home ties on the in the playoffs if we're lucky enough to win the semi-final.
Yeah, I mean, this game, we had Graeme Drury on the show last week, and this last game of the season, we've been bigging it up for months. And then in the end, obviously Stamford have won the league, but for yourselves, it's still massively important because Spalding United can take second spot this weekend if results go a certain way. So it's a really important game for yourselves.
Yeah, it's a real tough balancing act as well, really, because obviously we've got players that are sort of carrying knocks and bumps and bruises, and you know, we want to beat Stamford first and foremost to guarantee that second. But then we've also got to have an eye on Tuesday being the biggest game of the season so far. So you know, it's a tough position to be in, knowing what sort of side to pick and who to risk and who not to risk. So yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act at the moment. We'll be in obviously tonight. We'll check on the walking wounded, and we'll look to put a side out there on Saturday to turn them over, obviously.
And the weird thing is, even if you finish second or third, you'll still have not much of an idea who you're playing at the moment because of just how ridiculously open it is for the other two playoff spots. You know, Sporting Carls of Coleshill Town, Chasetown, Corby, Boldmere, St Michael's, Harbour Town, all with a shout of getting into the playoffs at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's remarkable, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic, isn't it? Just to get it down to the last day with all those clubs in with a shout, it's brilliant for all of them, and that's what playoffs are about, isn't it? Some good sides in there as well, and some managers that I know very, very well, so any of those are good enough to cause a problem in the playoffs. So, yeah, we'll eagerly await 5 o'clock on Saturday to see who we're up against on Tuesday, but in the meantime, we need to look to try and take care of our business and put in a good performance on Saturday, and hopefully that's enough to beat Stamford.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, when you look at this league this season has been so open, so competitive. So I suppose it's all credit to yourself, Craig and Martin, that you've managed to get yourself at least third or second in such a really difficult division.
Yeah, and it just shows how much high hopes we had of the year, because we're all sort of disappointed that that's the case. But at the end of the day, we haven't been the most consistent side this year, and credit goes to Stamford. But what's crucial for everyone around the club to realise is we've still got a great chance to achieve the goal at the beginning of the season, which was promotion. So we've got a home tie on Tuesday. We need to make sure we're geared up for that, because whoever does come to the Grove, there'll be 2,500 in there on Tuesday. They'll look to raise their game, obviously. So we'll have to be on our mettle. And if we are, we're good enough to turn over any of those sides in those playoff places. So, yeah, it's a real exciting last week now, maybe a week and a half, if everything goes to plan. And we're all looking forward to it.
And have you got your scout reports all to one side for the potential one of six teams that you could face on Tuesday night?
Yeah, luckily the majority of them I know a hell of a lot about, especially the local ones. So yeah, we've got plenty of information. But as you know yourself, those playoff games, form and everything else goes out the window 9 times out of 10, doesn't it? It's purely based on who's sort of rolls their sleeves up and works the hardest, and a lot of it's based around mistakes, making a few mistakes in those kind of occasions. So we're looking forward to it, like I keep saying, but first we've got to take care of business on Saturday.
Yeah, and just to, you know, mention for the home fans and that kind of thing, when we look at the average attendance this season, you know, over 1,000 there at the Grove, it's we'll catch up with the other clubs involved in the playoffs in the coming days. But what would it mean for Hales Owen to get back to step three with, you know, with crowds like that? It's certainly a club that can really do well at that level.
Yeah, it's a club that over the last 4 years since we sort of walked through the door, it's been building and building and building, and it's a club with owners that are ambitious, not just to get to step three, but to look to get step two. I think there's a lot of step two sides that would love our crowds at the moment. So the building blocks are in place. What's important, as we've already touched on, haven't we, how difficult it is to get out of this division and how many good sides there are this year. So it's a task that we've got to try and grab with both hands this time round. And if we do, I'm sure we'll be another tough team to go into that step three. And we'll be looking forward to trying to throw ourselves at the top end of that one too. So it's a fantastic club with a fantastic fan base that continues to grow. And we hope that we can get them over the line this year.
And the all important question is as well, just about the experience that was gained from what happened last year, because it was a close run title race with, I think, one of four teams could have won the thing last year. It was a remarkable close competition. We got to the playoffs, and then obviously, you know, Hales Owen were knocked out in the semi-finals. So it's about you. I'm assuming you've learned a hell of a lot as a club and as a squad from last season, that you could go two steps further this time round.
Yeah, 100%. There's a large number of the squad that are still here that took part in that fixture last year. So we can take some strength from that, and we know what we've got to do. But like I keep saying, it's just important to take one game at a time. As much as the boys are desperate for Tuesday to come round, we've got a big game on Saturday, which will have, a huge crowd with semi-final tickets on sale. So there'll be a big crowd there again on Saturday. And obviously Stamford will want to come and put a show on for their last one being champions. So we'll get geared up for this one first, and then we'll look forward to Tuesday after that.
Good stuff. And last question, Paul. How much are you looking forward to this next fortnight? It's going to be pretty frantic stuff, but this is what you're in it for. How much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, as much as some are disappointed around the place at the moment that we haven't won the league, there's sort of 18, 19, other sides that I'd love to be in our position right now. So for me, it's about grabbing that, and it's about harnessing that and getting the boys right up for it and give it a right good go. And as you said yourself, you know, these are the weeks that you want to be involved in football, aren't they? The playoffs, they're a fantastic sort of way, if you can get through them, to get through them. But they're also a horrible way to go out of them. But we've tasted that last year, and we hope not to taste it again this year.
Well, Paul Smith, manager of Hales Owen Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best this weekend, and all the best for the playoffs, and catch up again very soon.
You're a star. Take care.
Paul Smith there, manager of Hales Owen Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the team currently sitting third in the Midlands division, 2 points behind Hales Owen Town, but also, like Hales Owen, already guaranteed a playoff spot. It's just a case of now, can they finish second or will they finish third? It's Spalding United, and on Thursday I caught up with their manager, so welcome to the show, to Elliot Sandy. Well, Elliot, a big thank you for joining us, and what's the mood like at Spalding as we head towards this final weekend of the regular season with the chance of finishing second in the league? So what's the mood like at the club?
Yeah, it's really good. Obviously, we've had back-to-back wins, good win as well. So everyone's positive, everyone's buzzing. And obviously, look, we know the playoffs can be a bit of a lottery. So we've just got to make sure we prepare right, which we have done this week. It's one of them strange scenarios where you don't know who you're going to play, where you're going to finish yet. But like I said, we just have to prepare right on the training pitch and then make sure we're right for Saturday and then on to Tuesday.
You mentioned the form there, and, you know, two excellent results, you know, beating Stamford and the nature of that win as well last Thursday and a 4-0 win against Gresley Rovers. And for you personally as well, Elliot, we have to mention, you know, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for yourself as well. You know, you're coming in as a striker, but Brett Whaley leaving the club a couple of months or so ago, you coming in as interim. So how are you finding things as we head towards this next phase of the season?
Yeah, it's been a funny old season for me. Like you said, I'd had an injury leading up to Brett leaving, and I'd just got myself fit to sort of be playing. And then obviously the news came out of the blue. And when I got asked to take it, it was something I wasn't sure about at first, but we just thought about keeping the squad we got together, because obviously we were in a good position. And for me, it was just sort of regrouping. I said to the lads, look, it's all about us now. And in this dressing room, we can either sort of let the season drift away, or we can really pull together and do our best to make it a successful one. And to be fair, every player, I've had to chop and change the team and the formation and things, so just to try and find the right blend, because there was something that wasn't working. And we're hopeful now that the work we've put into it, we're in a good position to be in with a real chance of getting promotion and possibly second place on Saturday.
Yeah, because you forget with such a long season just what a remarkable campaign this has actually been for Spalding United. I mean, going back to when you were just a player, how good has this season been? Regardless of what happens over the next fortnight, it's certainly been a memorable season for Spalding United.
Yeah, I think that's what we have to remember, really, everyone involved at Spalding, that compared to last year, the club's made huge strides. on and off the pitch, really. Obviously, they do have ambition to try and get promoted, to finish second or third. Obviously, we're guaranteed third. That's a huge achievement in itself. And really, the I wouldn't say the pressure's off, but we've got a real shot now. I do think the playoffs, anybody can win them. We've played a lot of the sides recently since I come in. That's where, again, we've probably had the most difficult run of fixtures a new manager could have, sort of thing. But playing sort of, I think it's like most of the top eight, all teams challenging for the playoffs. So we've seen what we could be up against, and they've had a good look at us as well. So yeah, it's going to be really tough, but it's definitely something we're going to enjoy. And as a club, it would be incredible if we could get over the line. But if not, we're in a good position to go again next year if it doesn't quite work out this season.
And Elliot, with your, you know, experience of a player, you know, you've played at some big clubs at non-league football. I mean, how are you preparing for Tuesday night semi-final? I'm assuming as well with the Sporting Calza match, you do want to finish second, because, you know, having home advantage potentially for a playoff final would be very advantageous.
Yeah, of course. At the end of the day, for us, we've put two real good results together. We want to make that a third one against Sporting Calza, who are brilliant at home. Their home record speaks for itself. They play some really good stuff there. So we know it's going to be a very difficult game. But obviously, Hales Owen playing Stamford, I'm sure Stamford will want to finish a great season for them with a victory at Hales Owen. And I'm sure there'll be over 1,000 fans there. So again, for us, although the pressure of the playoffs isn't on us at the weekend, we still want to go out to win with a chance at second place. If not, if we do manage to win, obviously that keeps our momentum going into the semi-final on the Tuesday.
And what would it mean for Spalding United to, one game at a time, obviously you've got Sporting Calza next, then the playoff semi-final, then the playoff final potentially. So one game at a time, three big games there. But what would it mean for Spalding United to get to step three, which is, you know, it's a real possibility as we head towards this closing stage now. So what would it mean for the club, do you feel?
They'd be over the moon. Obviously, I've only been there a short time, but all the people behind the scenes, all the volunteers, there's some really great people involved at the club. The fans have been brilliant for us throughout the season, and hopefully more and more will turn out. Which tends to happen in the playoffs and stuff, and fans will see what a good side we are, and hopefully they turn out more and more next season, whether that's in step three or step four.
And last question, Elliot. I mean, it's been a roller coaster end to the season for yourself, but Spalding have been consistent all the way through this, third or thereabouts throughout the campaign, pretty much. How much are you looking forward to this next fortnight and what's possible at the Tulips?
I'm just really looking forward to it. I believe we've got a real good group of players, management team, and like I said, everyone behind the scenes is really, really behind us. So it's exciting times. The playoffs are always exciting. Just got to make sure the players really realise sort of what's ahead of them, because I've said it's not every season that you get to challenge for a league or challenge for playoffs. So really got to make the most of it and don't let it pass you by. So I'm sure the lads will be raring to go, and fingers crossed we can get over the line.
Well, Elliot Sander, interim manager at Spalding United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day with all the preparations for this week and to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the coming matches, and catch up again soon.
No worries. Thanks very much.
So a big good luck to everyone in the Midlands Division this weekend. And just a reminder, we will have a show out early next week ahead of the playoff semi-finals, where we'll be catching up with the teams who finished fourth and fifth in the Midlands Division, as well as in the West and the East Division, of course. Whoever that may be when it comes to the Midlands Division, goodness knows. Big good luck, everyone. But James, that's the show done and dusted this week. It's a bit of a different one. But I think it needed to be like this just to give the lie of the land as we head towards the final weekend. But safe to say, the MPL Twitter feed, the place to be on Saturday morning, that's for sure.
Yep, so Northern Premier League on Twitter, we're going to have a spoiler and a non-spoiler version of Fred's going on, just in case you don't want to know what's happening elsewhere until the final whistle. It's worth mentioning as well, for those who think that they need 10, 11 goal swings, Loughborough Dynamo managed it about 4 years ago, so it's not out of the question. 25 might be a long stretch, but you never know on the last day of the season.
James, a big thank you for joining us on this Last in the Present series. We should say a big thank you as well to all our fixture preview people who've joined us on the show for these weekly editions. We will be catching up with them in the coming weeks anyway, as we'll be doing our, well, we've got the monthly show next week where we'll be previewing the playoffs in the Premier Division, but we'll also have our end of season discussion as well for the May show. So we will be catching up with them, but a big thank you to Luke Edwards for 26-0, to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney, Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, and football writer from the northeast of England, Mark Carruthers. Job well done this season, helping us out here on the MPL show with the weekly fixture preview. And a big thank you to you, James, for joining us as well, week in, week out, for these weekly shows. It's been fun. We'll be hearing from you again next week as we'll be presenting our playoff preview special on Tuesday morning. Look out for that one. James, have a good weekend. We'll catch up for that show early next week.
Yeah, no worries, Ben. Thank you.
And to you, dear listener, from everyone here on the Pitching in MPL show, good luck. And you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.